very heavy on hydrology, and that's not the area I'm responsible for, to speak knowledgeably about. But in that permit, TCEQ and Parks and Wildlife worked together, and we agreed to a number of environmental studies and conditions. So I'm going to address the studies as we go through and let you know what we'll be doing in the next couple of years. And some of the workload from this project has caused some adjustments to our Clean Rivers Program monitoring, mainly that we're going to be focusing more on an in-stream flow style assessment of the biology and habitat versus doing a traditional Clean Rivers assessment for the next couple of years until we kind of get a few of these under our belt, really know the level of effort it's going to take. But just to give you an idea of where the plan is, it did require a water management plan. And this is where most of the environmental studies and results are either mandated or will be published over the long term. One of the major elements is environmental studies and an adaptive management monitoring program. We filed the plan with TCEQ on November 26th, and right now we're just waiting. TCEQ can come back and request additional information if they want to. I do have a schedule for the rest of the program at the end, but right now we're just kind of in a waiting game. I think we've gotten a few initial comments or questions for the hydrologist, but nothing on the environmental study so far. The studies that are included in there are the reservoir fisheries assessment. We had required to do initial stream assessments on certain streams, do a complete in-fleet flow study program for the rest of the basin, at least up to Possum Kingdom that's not covered by the Senate Bill 2 Texas in-stream flow program. Evaluate, there are interim criteria for flows that we must meet in that permit. We are to evaluate those. We're basically just selected off modeling and computer modeling, so part of our work doing these in-stream flow studies is to evaluate if those criteria are the right criteria or do they need to be adjusted. Make those recommendations off our data and then have a long-term monitoring plan to evaluate the health of the biota of the river. Our fishery study is complete and it is out on the internet as part of the water management plan. We worked heavily with the Parks and Wildlife and fishery staff. In fact, they did probably 60% of the actual field work for us. We developed a threshold elevation for each reservoir at which we are going to try to manage our best to keep at or above that threshold to maintain the littoral habitat. And then we developed operational guidelines to mitigate if we have issues with the fisheries over the long term. Things like if for some reason in some area it becomes clear that we are not able long-term, either due to water use, drought situations, to meet those thresholds, we're going to go back and have a process to go back to parks, either revise the threshold or do other things to improve fisheries, create artificial habitats at lower levels or whatever we need to do to ensure the fisheries are taken care of in the reservoirs. The initial stream assessments, the permit mandated 8 sites that we conduct some initial stream assessments at low flow conditions. Those sites, the permit has basically some subsistence flows specified that we must maintain. Those were the 7Q2. So we went out and tried to hit low flows last year. I guess the drought was fortunate in one thing, is we were able to get some of those low flow conditions and identify what in-stream habitat's available at the low flow levels, what fish are there, what are they using, do we have aquatic mussels or other organisms, and then evaluate and make a recommendation on those subsistence levels of the pump. These are our sampling locations that were mandated, the Brazos at Palapino, the Brazos at Aquila, which that's right below Whitney Dam, Aquila Creek, the Leon at Gatesville, the Leon below Lake Belton, the Lampasas below Lake Belton, North Fork San Gabriel, and the San Gabriel at Lake Fork. And these are all the events, depending on where we were, sometimes we were able to hit, this is what's mandated in the permit, the low flows. This is what the Senate Bill 3 process was recommending, so we just put those on for your information. Sometimes we were able to get there, but a couple of the sites, due to the drought, these upper ones, we weren't quite able to get at that low flow level because the reservoirs were releasing water for downstream uses. We have been just a couple weeks ago, Palapino hit that level, so we raced out and have gotten a 7Q2 assessment of Palatina. But the initial sampling came out and identified was at the low levels we were able to sample at, the subsistence low flow values appear to be suitable. We didn't identify any dissolved oxygen issues. We didn't identify fish or biota that were in stress. So at least the interim values in the permit seem to be sufficient just for maintaining. That's not supporting reproduction, feeding, anything else. That's just, can the fish survive in that area? Can the aquatic organisms, insects survive? And so far those low flow values appear to be suitable. One thing we did come out is the Brazos below Lake Whitney is not conducive for in-stream flow style assessments going forward. That was another reason we were out evaluating, mainly because the hydropower operations out of that dam and the way they're operated, they generate overnight, so you have a constant up and down fluctuation in the water level, so it's going to be real difficult to evaluate long-term low flow impacts or flood impacts because of that up and down oscillation in the water levels. North Fork San Gabriel probably needs some more assessment before we schedule an in-stream flow study assessment. Our initial recommendation was that it not be considered for that because that segment of the river is so manipulated through Georgetown and places it's channelized and concreted in. It's dammed up several times to create almost vanity ponds throughout the city of Georgetown. And it's just really, has ceased to be anything resembling a natural system long term or a long time ago. But Parks and Wildlife, not Inland Fisheries, I just rang.
River Studies.
River Studies, thank you. Wanted a few more assessments to verify that before we make the decision to go forward or not go forward with a more advanced study. And then we have developed a tentative schedule for all of the other water bodies that were on that chart. In our future assessments, we're going to evaluate the suitability, one, of the Q95 flows that were recommended by the BBASC and BBES process for Senate Bill 3. Also, we will go forward and start our in-stream flow studies, which are to perform scientific and engineering studies, determine what conditions are necessary in those segments going forward. So we'll be evaluating everything from subsistence flow, base flows, high flow pulses. We are following the process that Parks has developed for the in-stream flow program. And we're looking at these, there'll be two-phased studies. The first phase is gonna be intensive monitoring. We're hoping if we get all the water level conditions that we need, we can complete each site over a period of 5 years. From that, we will make those recommendations, what needs to be up here to support the environment, probably amend the permit depending on the schedule of the permit amendments, and then we would move into long-term monitoring phase to see, are we meeting those levels, are they protective, or are we seeing changes in the fish out there. So this is going to be a long-term forever effort for us. The five-year studies, just to complete those on all the sites, probably going to take us over 20 years to just get through all those initial sets of studies. But as we do, we're not going to wait till the end to get them all done. As we finish one area, we'll be making recommendations and then amending as the permit requires amendment. These are the reaches that we're going to be looking at. This is between Possum Kingdom and Granbury. That is between Granbury and Whitney, Aquila Creek. We have the Leon below Gatesville above Belton. And this was a little hard, but there's a Belton and a Lampasas River below the two lakes. The Little River, San Gabriel River. That's the Navasota, Yewa Creek. Then we have the Brazos below Richmond. And then maybe, like I said, we're still trying to determine what to do with the North Fork of the San Gabriel. Our anticipated schedule that we're starting with, we're focusing on the upper Brazos segments first because it seems to have multiple issues and multiple levels of concern. So this year we are doing Palatina, we added a site at Glen Rose, Aquila Creek, and then starting the Brazos at Richmond. The lower basin also has a lot of interest below the Richmond area. And then next year, I'm going to try to maintain those sites, and if we can, add in the Rose Sharon site, which is closer to the coast. Things we'll be doing during these assessments, we'll be doing hydraulic data collection, including channel topography, surveying the channels, measuring water surface elevation discharge, characterizing the substrate in the bottom of the river, and then geomorphic mapping. We'll be doing in-stream habitat surveys, mesohabitat, which is your traditional run, riffle, pool assessments, but also some microhabitat, identifying and really intensely sampling some small areas, like this little snag would be something we go in and sample and see what type of fish, what sort of insects are utilizing that snag. And then identifying the key flow requirements to keep those habitats submerged. And this is just an example from our Palapino assessments over the last year of what you're seeing. This, it was in April of last year, 106 CFS. You have mostly riffles and runs with a little bit of backwater. By the time we got down in August to 46 CFS, we start to see some pooling in this area. More backwater showing up along the main channels, which is just kind of slow, stagnant areas. So over time, we should be able to get some good maps at what's available, what habitats are available at different water levels for the species we have. We're doing intensive biological collections, fish, mussels, macrobenthic surveys, along with the habitat. So we're not only just going out and seeing what's in the entire segment, but where in that segment is it? Is that fish living in a riffle? Is that macrobenthic over in the backwater? So we can start tying different species to different microhabitats in the river. And we're hoping for the long-term monitoring and that we'll be able to gather enough data to kind of develop some habitat guilds, who's using this, and some ways for the long-term assessments. But that's very preliminary for the long-term going forward until we know what we have, if that manner is going to work. But it's something that's been recommended by the in-stream flow program. The riparian data collection also, it's not just is there enough water in the river to support what's in the river, but what's on the banks too that are traditionally water dependent. So we'll be evaluating the connectivity. How well are the trees that live on the stream banks getting the water they need? We'll be sampling adult trees, saplings, and seedlings, calculating composition, relative abundance, percent coverage by species, and this will hopefully give us a good baseline to assess changes over time. The biggest problem we've had so far in the Brazos is there is a lot of disturbance out there. We don't have a whole lot of spots of undisturbed riparian vegetation. So we're trying to pick and choose where we can find it, but in some segments it's definitely more difficult than others. Below Richmond, there seems to be a lot of disturbance down there. The adaptive management process, we will work with Parks and Wildlife to evaluate the reservoir fisheries, like I said, as we go forward, as they do their assessments every 4 years. That'll give us some idea on how those thresholds are working. Are we able to maintain them? Are the fish communities stable? We'll be evaluating in-stream flow criteria, the draft permit. If we feel they need adjusting, we'll be making those adjustments. We'll also be developing a long-term monitoring plan to make sure those levels are being protected, that we're not losing anything. And the permit does require that water management plan be revised every 10 years. We can do it more frequently if needed, but at least every 10 years it has to be revised. So as studies done, they'll be incorporated in those mandated revisions. The next step for the water management plan and the permit, we're probably jumping the gun a little bit by starting our in-stream flow studies, because there's always the possibility that we will not be granted the permit, that the process isn't done. But we felt it was important enough and there's enough work, we needed to go ahead and get started. But we should hopefully by April of next year be through the entire process. This is an entire public process, so once TCEQ's done, and these are our best estimated dates. This does not necessarily mean the TCEQ's gonna follow this or they may not have some adjustment, but this is our best bet. They'll complete and publish a notice that they've reviewed and the WMP's complete, we met all the requirements of the permit. There'll be a public hearing process. Then it'll go back to the State Office of Administrative Hearings. think the SOA guys, the judges will have a proposal, and then maybe for the commissioners to consider by April 2014. The one big question of, we don't know how it's going to impact us yet, is Senate Bill 3. The state is also going through the Senate Bill 3 process and making recommendations for in-stream flows. We don't know at what locations they're looking at or what the flow recommendations are going to be. So how that's going to impact the permit, we don't know. We did write in the adaptive management plan that we would revise the permit once those rules are in place to try to make the two line up and agree with each other. TCEQ indicated that they would like the two pieces to work well together. So we're going to anticipate that it's going to require revision sooner rather than later, which means we're not going to be able to wait 10 years. We're estimating probably within 3 years of Senate Bill 3 rules, we'll have to revise the water management plan. And we're going to guess and anticipate that it's probably going to require some revision of our sampling schedule. The sites we started with, the Upper Brazos, not only are they ones that have a lot of public interest, there's a lot of interest from parks and wildlife, but there are also sites that we're fairly certain are going to have some Senate Bill 3 requirements developed for them, so we're hopefully not going to have to stop in the middle and reverse course and go somewhere else. We're hoping those are those sites will match up well with what TCEQ picks for Senate Bill 3 sites. And if you want more information, we do have on our the front page of our webpage, you will see a button on the right that looks like this. Click that. You can go download a copy of the water management plan if you're interested. See PowerPoints. We did a series of public meetings about the plan throughout over the last year. You can download any of the PowerPoints. There's a question and answer section there. And just anything you could want on that plan or the permit is going to be at that location. So if there's no questions, I'll let...
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned that they were going to be testing in Glen Rose.
Yes.
Do you know where in Glen Rose?
We are, right now, we're still trying to acquire land use permissions to cross properties and get on things, but we have permission from, there is a church camp, I believe it's Nazarene Church Camp, giving us permission. We have permissions right across from that camp. We're looking from that location to go around the bend, and that's the piece we're trying to still work on permissions. I have some maps with me I can show you at a break specifically where we're looking at.
It sounds like that's above the Biloxi confluence.
Yes. We initially looked downstream, but then we thought the confluence of the Biloxi may interfere the purity of the data as far as flows and really knowing what's coming down the river, so we pushed it back up above the confluence.
Okay.